Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. Welcome back to another edition of On Point. I'm your host, A. Trey, and joining me today is our co, Ty Trees. We want to thank everybody for joining us again. It's our 31st ep, and we're doing okay. For those of you who had that really horrendous week, I went through it too. And hopefully we're going to if you have something that you want to get off your head, off your mind, in regards to today's subject, we would love for you to call in, 347-855-8662. That's 347-855-8662. This week, is when to say when. When do we stop chasing? In the first segment, chased. We all have hit the proverbial wall. We know, right. That all hope has been lost and the chase has ended and the relationship is not going to progress any further. The question is, how do we get out of that position? How do we prevent it from happening in the first place? This week, we're going to examine an article by Mark Manson. Appreciate the research done by Dr. Moore that addresses this very issue. Like when someone wants to be with you, they shift their schedule, they make adjustments, they proffer a level of importance to you of where you belong, and you do the same. And how do we prevent ourselves from being caught in a quagmire, in a mess of wasting time? How do we stop playing this childish game and move it into the adult realm? And now, mind you, this is relationships, period. Your friendships, partnerships, business, the whole thing. And on our segment, in the second half, we're looking at more of the personal side, but still. So join us in this dialogue on this topic in the first segment, friendship, chase perspective, and our second segment, behind closed doors for relationship perspective. Here's a question. When is it your relationship between friends? When does it stagnate? When do you ever feel that it's uneven in a friendship? On this side, have you ever been in a position to where you call one of your boys or you call a girl, a female that you want to be as a friend? And you say, I'm stuck. I'm stuck on the freeway. It's 2:00 in the morning. Would you go get him? In the beginning, you were cool. Everything. You were ace, coon, booms. And this is my perspective, how I'm presenting. You were ace, coon, booms. Everything was perfect. Everything was fine, fantabulous, and the whole nine. And all of a sudden, something changed. And you could call that person for anything at any time. Talk to them about anything. And your emotions change the closer you become to a person. And as I see it, I know mine do. Your emotions change the closer you become to a person. And you try to figure it out. How do I make this better? All of a sudden, they don't call as much. They don't come around you as much, you know. At 1:00 in the morning, if you called, at first it was like, I'm there. And you're like, I'm there. And this time they're like, oh, yeah, dog, I got this hangnail right now. So what promotes that? How does that happen? Any clues, Ty? You have any clues as to what brings about a change like that?
Well, something has to happen in the relationship that brings on that type of dynamic where one would look at the whole picture and kind of measure or judge how much each other is actually putting into the relationship, whether it be friendship, you know, males, females, or, you know, same sex, you know, like you and myself, as just one's integrity and character to another. And I think that's important when it comes to a, you know, any type of relationship, friendship, or any ship for that matter, you know.
I'm
that's just my opinion. I said, I think
that.
I was saying it's definitely important to kind of measure how much one's character and integrity is being, you know, is going, how far it's going in a relationship or even a friendship. Because, you know, like, for example, you know, I find it difficult in a lot of my friendships because, you know, I don't see like the regular average person. You know, I try to see in a higher level and think and even understand. So, you know, even if I've been wronged, I'm looking, you know, patient and conscious enough to take a step back and evaluate it instead of getting all emotional, in which that could kind of snap the relationship in two and, you know, put us at odds with each other. But that's just me and how I do. And I find myself that, you know, a lot of my friends and family and my circles or my relationships, you know, not to say that I'm at a higher level of thinking than themselves, but it's just that I see that I'm not getting the same in regards to that type of patience and understanding in that regard, you know, being that type of consideration. Because if you're my friend, I'm going to consider, okay, you making mistakes. We're not perfect. You're going to make mistakes. But if you're my friend, hey, as long as you ain't straight crapping on me and blatantly doing it, and, you know, obviously you make mistakes and that's okay. As long as you're remorseful or, you know, you have some sort of regret about the situation, and, you know, if we apologize and we move on. But, you know, a lot of people not like that. You have people who hold grudges and that gets in the way of the relationship or even a friendship. You know,
right.
What are your thoughts on that, Trey?
Well, first let me introduce, we have a new call. Good morning.
Good
morning,
folks. This is James.
Hey, what's going on, Jay?
You know,
everything's good.
I heard a butt in there.
Well, you know, my computer system's running a little slow this morning, so it took me a moment to get with you folks this morning. My apologies, but I, you know, I always appreciate the discourse that you have on the show and the different perspectives that everyone shares. So
right,
it's always
right.
A good thing.
Would you care to chime in a little and let us hear your take on it?
Well, you know, my perspective is, and I'm sorry, folks, if mine's going to seem a little bit more harsh, and that may be because we all have our different backgrounds and so on.
Man,
and so forth.
Do your thing.
I'm of the mind that when you're working with, you're trying to establish a friendship or a relationship,
right,
it should be pretty cut and dry. There shouldn't be any gray areas. There should be no ambiguity because I've been in situations where, you know, I've told a girl, hey, like, I like you. She said, well, I like you too.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, let's progress this to the next level. She's like, oh, no, that's
right.
Not what I meant. I meant I like you as a friend. I'm like, whoa, hold on a second. That's not what you said. So my perspective is there's a point where we chase, and if it's not being reciprocated, and
we
part of it, you know, I say that, you know, when I was younger, I would have. As I've gotten older, I don't. I have a limit. And it's basically for me, it's like, tell me twice, no twice in a row, it's done. We're done. And I understand that life happens and all those things, but you tell me no twice in a row, a picture begins to be painted, and I'm not going to let you have that third time. You know, some people say three strikes, you're out. And when I was younger, I'm like, sure, you can have three strikes. No, you get two. You get two. But my reasoning behind that is this. If, you know, if you're in a friendship or relationship, and I know that eventually this is going to go into the relationship session, so I'm going to just kind of push you that direction. But if you're with someone and you're saying, hey, let's go out, let's do this, and they're constantly telling you no.
Let me interject there real big before you.
Sure.
It is outlandishly important to make it perfectly clear. And
right. I agree.
of relationships that friendships are relationships too.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you
100%.
And that's a foggy line. People don't realize that, you know, that friendships are relationships, and sometimes you
right.
wanna you excel in a friendship that might seem like another level of relationship, but you know, you never take yourself out of it. Is damn. Have you ever faced? You said that we hit this wall, this proverbial wall. You hit the wall
mm-hmm.
where you're showing that you are a part of you are investing yourself in this relationship 150%, and people get scared off by that. And it's like, well, no,
true.
You don't get it. I want you here in my life, and now, I'm older. So anybody that I get in my life, male, female, matters a damn, I get in my life, they're there. They are there. I'm at a point in my
right.
life where everyone I get, I want to hold on to. Because tomorrow's not promised to me. If I say,
oh, agreed.
You're my, I want to show you, this is what it's like being my friend. I'm going to go that extra minute for you, that extra hour
right.
for you, that extra day for you, that extra mile. And that's
mm-hmm.
a scary thing. In my opinion, we have another caller. Hold on for just a moment, gentlemen. Good morning, caller. This
yes.
is Trey. Welcome to On Point. Announce yourself, please.
Hi, this is Zelmer Sincere.
Hey, good
there.
Morning. Glad to have you with
hey,
us. Glad
welcome,
to have
welcome.
You with us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Gentlemen, be mindful of your background noise. Our signal is like super strong, so it'll pick up everything. All right. Welcome.
Right.
Did you wanna chime in on what we were going over this morning?
Oh yeah. I just think that as far as situation goes, I like what you guys are talking about. I like to just let you guys carry on. I chime in when time is
okay.
right.
Okay, that's fine. That's
listen,
fine.
Man, you were going in.
Fine.
I didn't want to mess that up.
But yeah, Trey, I want to say, Trey, they don't make them like you no more, Trey. You know, you go hard for your friend, and you know, you do it. I'll shoot. Let me find a friend like myself. I ain't chasing them. Damn.
And I think folks,
yeah,
are attracted to folks who operate in the same realm that they do.
Right.
So, and I think that's part of it that we have to deal with.
If you have music
and
in the background, turn the music down.
Yes.
I'm sorry. If you have music in the background, turn the music down because the signal's picking it up. It's like echoing.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Well, you know, we have the tendency as humans to be attracted to the same type of personalities that we are. And I think that sometimes
right.
when with male friends, it makes sense. With female friends, it makes perfect sense. But I think sometimes there's a disconnect when we're on that chase or we're trying to impress that girl or we're trying to do those things to win that relationship. So we're looking at going that extra mile, that extra minute, but we forget that in that presence of mind that we could have to realize that we're being castigated or misused or marginalized, we forget about that. And we carry on, get ourselves into, some people call it the friend zone, you know, when you get caught in the friend zone with a girl, and that's not originally where you were intending to be. But you
right.
get stuck there, and then you don't know how to get out, and most of us, for fear of losing the friendship, we stay in it. Say, well, you know, she's my friend, and she wants to go shopping, I'll go with her. And I've learned, like,
huh.
I'm not that guy. You need another friend for that. You know, I'm
okay,
a grown man.
I'm with you, but that's a different relationship. He's chasing on the down low.
She don't know it. He just in the beginning.
Right, but what I'm saying is rather than chase on the down low, say, hey, look, this isn't going the direction I wanted to go. We're adults here. If you're not interested in that, you go your direction, I'll go mine. and that's fine. And no hurt feelings, no skin on anybody's nose, but I'm not going to be that guy who takes you to dinner and does all those things with you so you can tell me about your other male friends and we can hang out.
Ooh.
That's not me.
Ooh, that's not me.
I'm not the one.
I'm just
putting it out there. It's straight talk. Straight talk. Because
right.
how many of us, gentlemen, let me just call roll. How many of us got caught in that position at least once in our life? Be honest. I have.
Yeah.
And it's a horrible place.
But hold on. Here's the thing, though. Here's a different thing, too. Something else to consider. Males are constantly misunderstood. For this reason, our persona, our perceptive disposition is hardcore, ironclad. We're not supposed to have emotions. We go hard in the paint all the time without a break. We never come up for air, and that's not the case. I've said it before. I mean, with my boys, I'm an emotional male. If you fell down and you broke your leg, you broke your big toe. I don't want to wish nothing bad on you. You fell down, you broke your big toe. I'm like, damn, dude, you okay, partner? Let me get you to the ER real quick. I got you. You want some water? Great. don't get me wrong. Your boy ain't soft, but I'm a man. I'm human. I have emotions. Damn it, 150,000%. I'm in. Now, when it comes to a female, the way we pursue is going to be a little bit different. That's still your friend, but your emotions are going to be tailored just a little different. Your outlook toward her is going to be a little different. You can't come at her the same way you would with one of your boys. And okay, fellas, how many of you have had that female that she is your dog, road dog, and still got a cute booty. And she still got a cute booty. The face is still banging, the body's still working, but she's your dog. You don't look at her in any other way, but the fact of the matter is you're closer to her, not only the fact that she's your dog, but she's a female that you can have around your boys, and she can hold her own. You won't let nothing happen to her, but she's still a female that you would. She's the consummate chick. She's it. That's me hitting my fist. Because that's her. And every now and then, once in a lifetime, we find her. She comes.
Yeah,
she can hang out with you. You go to the movies together. You could kick it together. And she's a compliment to your company when you're in public. And that's hard. And if you ever separate from that, you constantly try to find it again. It's like good calamari. No undertones meant there, gentlemen. No fish.
Wow.
It's like good calamari. The first time you get it, if you got a good batch, you like, yum. And you don't go back to that restaurant anytime soon because it's 50 miles out the way. But every time you get calamari, you want one that tastes just like that. That's my outlook. That's my perspective of that.
Well, you know, Trey, I'm with you. And I want to backtrack just a little bit and address the whole part about males being able to be emotional and sensitive and all those things. And don't get me wrong, you know, if my son hurts himself, I'll bandage him up and all that stuff. But I think that as a guy, I look at that a little bit differently because, you know, society has they have two different standards. For a male, you got to be tough. Boys don't cry, you know, and I think we touched on this a few shows back, but here's the thing. You know, I'll give my son a hug, I'll kiss him on his forehead and say, hey, kiddo, you okay? But let something happen to him out in public, I'll rip somebody limb from limb because that's my son. But my point that I'm making is there's that double standard, and here's what I mean by that. When we fall down, we're told, don't cry, rub some dirt on it, get back in there, you'll be fine. But if it's your daughter or a girl, they're like, oh, let me kiss your boo-boo, let's do all those things. And where that really hit me is My kid is going to first grade. When he was going to first grade, he said, "I want the pink backpack." And I was like, okay. And I said,
no.
There's Batman and there's Spider-Man and there's Superman.
You got
he's
a
like,
son.
The pink one's
yeah,
pretty.
You got a son.
Yeah. Right. Now, I understood what he was saying. He was like, it's just a pretty color. And I get that. But my perspective is the other kids are going to be like, hey, you got a pink backpack. Now, he didn't take it in that
context.
They'll
be ostracized.
He
could get ostracized.
Right. But see, here's the thing as a dad, I'm like, hell no, you're not getting a pink backpack as a son. But if I had a daughter, she's like, Pop, I want that 22 long rifle right there. I'm like, come on, baby, let's go get you that. You want a truck to put it in? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that we treat – males are brought up differently. So when we show those emotions or we tell a girl or anybody, hey, I feel this way, oh, man, people are quick to castigate us for having that type of feeling or thought process. And it's a societal thing. It's an American thing because in other places it's not like that. But we're brought up to be absolutely hardcore. And I think that adjusts how we handle relationships.
Well, can I chime in a little bit and say something?
Feel free, go ahead.
I think that us as men, we created that situation. Like he made a good point in there where how we treat our daughters versus we treat our sons. We created that situation for it to be like that. And, you know, as far as if you go back in time, you know, us as gladiators, you didn't see women being gladiators. You seen men being gladiators. So we've been tough, like over time. It's just a generational thing that's been going on for, you know, years. And it's up to us to decide if we want to break that type of cycle or depending on what we want to say, what is okay and what's not okay as far as sensitivity goes. You know, that's just something, you know, that each one shares in their home, you know, versus, you know, being out. You want to show that strength. You want to show that alpha, that dominance when you're out. And then, you know, in your home, you want to also show the two sides, you know, as far as you want to give your son that equal amount of love so you can make them know how to display it, you know, as time goes on for their generation.
Right. And I want to interject.
Go ahead.
What I want to say is, well, go ahead and finish, but I just had a question for all to answer, just a quick question. But
go ahead,
Trey.
Go ahead.
My last time chasing somebody, you know, I found that, you know, I opened up, you know, let her into my world. This is who I am, the bad, the crazy, the silly. And even in doing so, it was still, like, unbelievable. Like, it was just hard to accept. And regardless if I opened up my house and just my world to the female that I was chasing at the time, I still kind of had got, like, some backlash. Like, it was hard to believe. And my question is why is that when someone is being genuine, honest, and showing you sides that you normally don't see during the chase, why is that hard to accept? Or, you know, some people
can answer that.
Standoffish.
Oh, I got that. Okay.
You got it.
Here's the part. Since we're talking about the female side, here it is. If you're looking for a friend, their idea of a friend is completely different than a fella. It's completely different. They want somebody they can rely on. Da 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 da. That's cool. Blah blah blah. But they also want to take boys shopping. They want somebody they can hang out with. That some meet me at the salon, pick me up, and we'll go to lunch. Why can't you meet me at the lunch spot, the fella? here's the other thing. She could be scarred, gentlemen.
That's where I was going. Feel free to call in.
347-855-8662. Here's the thing. She could be scarred. I detest that individual who came before me. That low-budget, no-class, Babylonian booty-scratching, aphrodisiac, doo-doo-digging booger who put his hands on her, who talked bad about her, who degraded her, who belittled her, who berated her, because now I and every other male, we get the repercussions of
that low-budget
punk action.
Yep.
That's it. That's what it
but
is.
If you want it,
that,
you want it bad
I
enough,
agree.
You have to go through that sacrifice. If you want it that bad, you have to go through all that to get it. You know, I can say just, you know, I'll be honest, you know, my last chase ended up, I'm married now, you know, 11 years. I ain't gonna lie, that was just the hardest thing. I started in high school with my wife, you know, and I went from, you know, just trying to show her a different life because of the background that she was used to seeing. I was trying to display something mm-hmm. different for her. And, you know, it's just sometimes, you know, women's background, when they see you do good for them, they don't want that because they're not used to that. You know what I mean? They're used
right.
to what they've been.
Right.
Been
right. And so hold on. I'm sorry. I'm with you. Let me just say, that's our opinion, and I'll tell you why. Because I don't know a female. I do not know a female who will tell you, she doesn't deserve to be treated well.
Even on the friendship level.
I know those who tell me, I'm not used to that. You open the door, you know, I'm your boy. I'm opening the door for you because that's my thing. That's what I do. That's showing you respect for your gender. Because if it was my mom walking through, the door is open before she is 100 feet close to me. And that's, you know, and there's nothing there. That's mom. You know, my aunt, my tia, my nana, everybody. And that's just how we are. But this female, this particular female that you're entering into your life, and here it is. We want them. We want that friendship. They bring a new light, a different perspective. They have a whole new outlook that I'm not aware of. You know, give me the underground dirt on how I'm supposed to get past this situation. And to me, they have a slight double standard, and I don't think females realize it. They could come to us and tell us all day all day. He did this, he did that, he did this, and the moment we bring it up, it's like, why are you talking to me about another female?
Mm-hmm. True. See,
you want my perspective as a male, why he did this to you, why he said that to you. Why can't I want you to be my soundboard? Why can't I ask you to give me a different perspective? Because I want to take this home and try what you said is makes you feel better as a woman, but what makes you feel more human, what makes you feel more respected, that's what it is. That's why I want
right.
you. That's why.
But that's the reason why I said that, you know, some women are not used to those type of things because they're used to the environment that they come from. And that's the reason I put it out there, because that environment has created them to be what they accepted.
You're right.
I want to say what they accepted. I don't want to say that's what they're claiming. You can always, you know, you can give a person the opportunity to want to change. You know, you can show them something, and it's up to them to want to change that. But if they accept what they already been through, then that's going to be the hardest thing in the world for you to change, because they're not going to be used to what you're doing for them. I've heard a lot of hurt females say, you know, they're okay with being cheated on or being the second woman, and that's not cool because, I mean, now that this is the type of
let me find them.
Well, they are. I've heard a lot of women say that. In our day and time, that's what society is creating. You know, not to bash on none of the shows, when you have shows like Mary Jane and all these other shows that's okaying it's like when it comes to like being.
I'm so sorry. We got to continue this discussion, gentlemen. Our time is depleted almost. Listen, raise your glasses. We coming back. Bottoms to the top. Every idea you have is grand. Every thought is well warranted. Every step you make, and with every endeavor you take, I hope and pray to God that they're always on point.
On point.
Peace.